visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, the undefeated season continues, a 76-0 victory over Hartford on Friday. Yeah, a lot of great contributions. We've talked about them a lot. But again, this team is just continuing to do what they have set out to do and accomplish a lot of good goals here this fall.
Yeah, and, you know, to us, it's we kind of knew what we were returning, and we've been able to build off of last year, and the kids have taken a good approach. And, you know, I think when you return some of the skill positions that we did with the quarterback position and then Dane Winters and also, you know, Timmy Roberts, and these guys are some of them are four-year starters. You know, we have seniors across the board up front, and so, you know, we expected to be a tough team this year, and, you know, we continue to trend in the right direction. I really like how we're playing defensively. I feel like we've taken a big jump there this year with some things. So, you know, the competition these last 2 weeks kind of beefs up a little bit for us, and you know, a district championship will be on the line. Reno County Homeschool comes in this week, and, you know, they don't have a loss on their record. So we're excited about what's ahead, and then, you know, playoffs is also right around the corner. So we definitely want to continue trending up and make sure we're playing our best football and staying healthy.
Coach, I want to bring up some different players that we haven't talked about. You might have brought some of these guys up, but again, I see your top performers every week on social media. Brock Moon had a touchdown reception, had a fumble, 9 tackles, 2 TFLs. Looks like Ryan Davidson had 7 tackles, including 1.5 tackles for a loss. And then, of course, you know, your offensive line, you know, Brock's on there, Parker's on there, and you got a couple other guys that have done some good things. But, you know, just kind of highlighting those other supporting cast members behind guys like JD, Tyson, Timmy Roberts, you know, Dane Winters, Drake Skirvin, some of the other guys we really haven't talked about but have good contributions for you.
Yeah, certainly, and I'll start where it all starts for us up front, and that's Parker Haid. Parker, you know, he's a senior captain, has been a four-year starter at centers. He's extremely high IQ with football. He kind of gets our offensive line, everybody lined up. You know, sometimes week to week you see different fronts, and Parker is able to identify and get guys going where they need to. And then also on defensive end, you know, Parker is a huge part of our defensive success. So, you know, Parker is Mr. Reliable is how I would describe him throughout his career. He's a guy that does his job and does it really well, and he's not somebody that, you know, I have to worry about week in and week out with what we're getting from him. He's very consistent and very reliable and does a great job. He's definitely one of the top offensive and defensive linemen in eight-man, in my opinion. And then you mentioned Brock Moon. Brock Moon is probably one guy who, throughout the off season, throughout the early season, you know, I'm extremely hard on him at times, and you know, trying to get him to where we think he needs to be. And he has definitely been a bright spot. He's currently second on our team in tackles. You know, he's one of those guys that puts in the work in the weight room, and kind of the light bulb is on for him right now. And he is playing definitely at a high level. His physicality has really been there, really been on to him about using his hands. And, you know, last week had really some physical blocks, you know. So to see him really step his game up, you know, and, you know, with our linebacker spot, we kind of knew going in, you know, we thought we wanted Brock to fill that void. And I think right now, the way he's playing, we're getting a lot more out of him than maybe we expected, which is great to see. Like, that's what you want from, you know, juniors. He's kind of like, you know, taken some ownership in his position and done a really nice job. And we were able to throw him the ball the other night. You know, a lot of times we rely on his blocking. We were able to give him the ball and then his physicality presence. You know, he was able to break 2 tackles to get in the end zone, and a lot of the guys were excited. So those are two names. And then, you know, Jacoby Whitmore and Jackson Palmer are two guys on the offensive line that are two seniors that put the work in the off season, and those guys have continued to progress through the season. So, you know, offensive line wise, we've been able to have a great passing attack this year, and they've been able to keep JD clean. And when JD has time to throw, you know, he's pretty special, and we've been able to do that. So we got to continue to progress there and you know, keep the quarterback clean and create running lanes. But I've been really pleased with our offensive line guys and our supporting cast guys. That's kind of what's been special about this team. Is last year I thought we were too reliant, you know, on certain guys, and this year we've been able to spread it around and lean on some other guys, and some of those names that you mentioned and we just talked about are some of those guys we're leaning on, and it's nice to be able to spread that out rather than just rely on, you know, a few guys.
Visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on Area Coaches Corner, and you have Reno County Homeschool coming to your place, and as you mentioned earlier, they're undefeated. I believe they've had to travel at least across the state a little bit for some of their games, but what stands out about them on film?
Well, certainly their quarterback. Their quarterback is a really good player, kind of makes them go. You know, he's a gunslinger is how I describe him. As he creates throw-in lanes and can make really tough throws on the run. If you give him time, he seems to be able to pick apart a defense. So they're definitely able to light up the scoreboard and put points on the board. You know, defensively, I think we've pitched out three shutouts here in a row, 3 weeks in a row. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge to be able to, you know, test our defense. And our secondary is going to need to be, you know, key this week, and our pass rush will be key. But, you know, I feel if we can control the line of scrimmage and play physical football, you know, that's been a good thing for us, and we need to continue that. But, you know, they're skill position guys, and some receivers have definitely made some tough catches, and with the quarterback and Coach Smith over there, you know, he's done a really good job, and he has a track record of wherever he's been of being very successful, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So it's going to present some challenges, and our week of prep this week is going to be key, you know, to make sure our kids are dialed in and focused and kind of know what to expect come Friday night. And, you know, hopefully being back at home, it's our pink out game. And so, you know, those type of things hopefully can get us fired up to play a really clean, you know, tough football game.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Reno County Homeschool, and I'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Bearcats.
That is Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and NextSec Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.